Hello, my name is Jeffrey. This is the Lyricast Snippet. Welcome, blah, blah, blah. Today, I want to talk about the trends for each year and why, as developers, I think it's really important that we build up the muscles and we build up the strength so that we can pinpoint when and where these occur. Because if you're not careful, and you know what? It basically applies to all of us. You're going to fall into this trap. And that's exactly what it is. It's a trap that sends you down this rabbit hole every single time, where we sort of become victims of our curiosity and our need to have everything make sense and our need to find this one thing that's going to make our entire development process so much better. And as with anything, I think what you find is that there is no golden egg. Does that make sense? There is no golden egg that's going to fix everything. In reality, sometimes the proper thing is just focusing on simplicity, focusing on clarity, focusing on readability. All of these are connected. Okay, so intro out of the way. Let's move to the second part of the podcast. What exactly would be the trends for each year? And just think about it. In your mind, go through your Twitter feed, go through Reddit, go through Stack Overflow. What kind of technologies and subject matters are you hearing people talk about quite a bit, almost too much, to the point where it's a little weird? Well, I can think of three things. And a quick note on this, remember, it's kind of through the lens of the PHP ecosystem, so a bit of JavaScript, a bit of server stuff, but still kind of through the lens of a PHP developer. I think what you'll find is that this idea of trends is true across the board for everyone, but naturally, the technologies and the subject matters that are trending on that end may be a little different, because we're all kind of growing as a community at different rates. Okay, so 2016, here would be my guess. I sure am seeing a lot about event sourcing. And you know what? Here's an easy way to pinpoint what these trends are. Just look at the conference circuit and kind of go through the talks and see if you can pinpoint which ones are coming up quite a bit. And it seems like lately, every conference seems to have some talk about event sourcing. Okay, so that would be one. Some years, in many ways, only have one thing. I think this year may end up having quite a few. So for example, we have event sourcing. I think Docker is another one of those that's almost too popular. As great as it may or may not be, the weird part is when just people in mass jump on board. And I think that's when you have to be maybe a little suspicious of it, and you got to be a little more protective. A third one might be kind of in the JavaScript world, kind of this obsession with Flux or Redux or Vue.x. All of them are kind of these approaches to application architecture and handling state and kind of complicated stuff, but seemingly everybody is doing it now, and it's the hot new thing. So unless you're using Flux or Vue.x, suddenly you're not quite doing it right. And as always, I would say the people who created these architectures and these approaches would never say that. They would always say, this is only appropriate in X circumstance. And if you're building something smaller or mid-sized, it may not be necessary for you. But the problem with trends is we all have curiosity and we all get excited, like I said. And we all have this idea that this one thing will be the silver bullet that's going to fix it. So we jump on board and we fall down that hole. And eventually, 6 months later, almost like clockwork, a bunch of us end up crawling our way out and bowing our head in shame. So anyways, that's 2016. But let's think, can we go back? What would you say was one of the big things of 2015? Well, I think, if I remember correctly, microservices. Suddenly, once again, at all the conferences, everything was about microservices and how you need to take that massive, terrible application and divide it up into little components, and then miraculously, everything's going to be better. Once again, we have an example of how, in some situations, that very well might be the case, where you split it up and then it has the effect of just drastically improving the way all of the different teams at your massive company interact. But the effect was lots of smaller teams, even one-person teams, started getting it in their head that they needed to divide everything up and define these interfaces and APIs so they could communicate, and it just gets complicated. So that's 2015. Let's go back further. Can you think back to 2014, what everyone was talking about? Maybe the command bus. I talked about that too. Once again, it's kind of this appealing thing. It's kind of new. It seems to solve a problem, so your curiosity takes over and you dive in. And usually what happens is you got to build a couple real projects with it to determine just how useful this approach actually is, once again, for you. Everyone's experiences may vary, so this is all how it comes down to how it feels for you. For me, I built a couple projects with it, and very quickly it became clear, hell no, I do not want to do this. I just ended up creating 100 different files and just not good stuff. Okay, so that's the command bus. That's still kind of prominent these days. And also notice that these things that become trends very often are not brand new things. Docker is kind of new, but in terms of microservices or the command bus or even Flux, these are not brand new things for the year. They just happen to be things that have caught in a particular community. So you'll find that with PHP, many of these older concepts that are perfectly valid began to catch on because certain influential people read the books and then wrote about what they knew. And these things sort of have a way to cascade down from the top. That's how this all ends up working. 2016, we got event sourcing and Docker and Flux. 2015, we had microservices. 2014, we had command bus. 2013, can you think about what the thing was that everyone was writing about? I think it was repositories. So the idea that if you have these nasty, eloquent calls in your controller, oh my God, this is so bad. So instead, you need to create a repository class. And that way you take that eloquent stuff and you isolate it behind a concrete repository class that adheres to an interface. And then that way you can reference the repository interface within your controller and you've decoupled everything and dot, 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 miraculously, everything is so much better. But then worse, people, once again, and I'm including myself in this, by the way, so I'm not like separating myself. I have fallen into so many of these traps. But anyways, once again, when we get into these trends and these technologies, we all have the ability to take it way too far. So for example, with repositories, it's not just enough to maybe take some code and isolate it behind this little repository collection-like class to make it reusable, to make it easier to reference in multiple places, stuff like that. It's not enough. You have to take it to the extreme where you have completely decoupled everything in every possible shape. So what that means is if a repository method returns an eloquent object or a illuminate collection, we can't do that because another implementation of the repository interface may return something else. So instead, we have to break it down into its simplest form. We have to return a plain old PHP object or a data access object or an array of data access objects. So we have to get rid of all the conveniences that your framework might provide. And instead, in the spirit of decoupling, we just have to break it down to stupid objects that don't know anything. And once again, if we read the cards right, this has the effect of massively improving your application and making it that much more, quote-unquote, maintainable. It's easy to get caught up in this. And then when you try it out, once again, you realize these interfaces aren't necessarily helping me in this particular case. And isolating myself from Eloquent or Doctrine or whatever it might be didn't necessarily improve anything in my particular case. So once again, you go too far, and then you kind of have to climb out. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that repositories are bad. It means taking things to the extreme can sometimes be bad. But taking, once again, reusable calls, especially those, you know, in real life, not every call is post colon colon all. You know, in real life, you're ordering, you're filtering, you're adding where clauses, you're adding pagination, you're adding caching. So in those situations, just taking some of that messy code and throwing it into like a repository method and then still returning the eloquent object or the illuminate collection or whatever it happens to be, fine. No problem there whatsoever. Okay, so can we go back any further? It's getting kind of blurry for me. I think for 2012... I think service classes, I think that was the big thing. And in many ways, I think this hurt the PHP community for a long time because it instilled this idea that you're not allowed to create a class unless it adheres to some kind of pattern. Like this is a decorator class. This is a service class. This is a command class. You know how every single thing gets a name? And people, including myself at the time, they got it in their heads that, you know, you're not supposed to create a class unless it adheres to one of these. And if it doesn't, you have no justification to create a class. And of course, that's absurd and that's ridiculous. The reality is, if it will clean up the code and it'll make it more readable, then create a class and stop worrying about what pattern you're following when you do it. Just create the class and continue on your way. But yeah, in 2012, everything was a service class. If your controller is getting too messy and the code doesn't belong in the model, then create the service class, and that can sort of serve as your middleman between the two different layers. But it was always confusing because everyone kind of referred to service classes in a different way. There was never one true definition, at least not one that everyone followed. So it just kind of got blurry and weird. And worse, every single class ended up having the term or the name service appended to it, which is so bad, so embarrassing. You don't need to add the word service to your class name. There's no reason whatsoever why that needs to be there. Okay, so what is the moral of this story? The moral is none of these are inherently bad, and they all have their use cases. That's why communities grow around them. But at the same time, you have to be careful because these things almost had the snowball effect. So influential people will promote them. And then, like I said earlier, like CSS, they cascade down to the rest of the community, and the snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where sometimes you start thinking, well, am I just doing this because everybody else is talking about it? And that's a very, to continue the analogy, or is it metaphor? I don't know. But it's a very slippery slope, because so often the people evangelizing these techniques are not necessarily any smarter than you at all. So it's really good to be curious and to experiment with new technologies all the time. But as always, kind of go at it with a cautious, protective point of view. Maybe the reality is every single one of us is going to fall into some of these trends and some of these traps. And once again, we're going to have to dig ourselves out, and maybe that's just the way it goes. But at the very least, try to pinpoint these and be aware of what's going on. And that's all I have to say about that. My name is Jeffrey Way. This is the Laracast Snippet. If you enjoy this podcast, I spend every day talking about code and teaching real-life code at laracast.com. Check it out. It's the price of lunch, and I think you'd get a lot out of it. All right, see you later.